Syrian children learn the alphabet in English at a school in Lebanon. This is not a normal school, not a normal classroom. This lesson is being held in a tent which belongs to Syrian refugee and former teacher Fatima.
I was a teacher in Syria. We had to come here because of the bombing. I was scared for my children and even for my husband from the checkpoints and arrests. I came here with my qualification, but I couldn't get a job here.
The UN says there are 400,000 school-age Syrian refugee children in Lebanon. Only half can find a space in a classroom. Fatima decided to fill that gap and provide children with an education.
I started to think about the fate of these children. They are all going to be illiterate, from 8 to 12, 13 years old. None of them know numbers or letters. Some parents asked me to teach. They said, open a class and we will support you.
There are no books or stationery in the class, but Fatima does have a whiteboard and it seems plenty of commitment and drive.
I started two shifts. In the first month, I had 45 children. I would teach 2 hours in the morning, two in the afternoon, around 20 in each shift. I teach three subjects, Arabic, English and math.
Despite the limited resources, the children don't miss a class. Sirine is a Syrian refugee and one of the students.
We like to study and learn. We want to study so we can read when we grow up.
Syrians continue to flee the fighting in their home country. Many living in Lebanon are hoping to be resettled, perhaps in Europe or further afield. In the meantime, these children at least will carry on studying as best they can. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.